Joining me over the phone today is Lincoln County Commissioner Kent Connolly for our monthly update from the commission. Commissioner, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. It's a cold morning in Kemmer today.
Yeah, it's countywide, those temperatures. So, yeah, chilly, certainly fall time upon us. Commissioner, we appreciate your time. I want to start off the gate with the top issue that's been the top issue for a number of years right now. And property tax assessments just recently went out to Lincoln County residents. And again, another increase. What are you seeing on property taxes? And what's the latest there you can tell us?
Property taxes really haven't changed much. The state law really hasn't changed. And still, that's where the main issue lies. You know, I've always said that I believe somewhere in there we've got to figure out how to cap taxes, because our assessor right now takes a great amount of heat in trying to minimize what she hands out. She takes a lot of heat for it and with the state. And so, but that is a state controlled issue. She is bound by law to do it, and we collect it off of there. And I have my tax notice right in front of me. And so your top county gets 12 mils. Out of three line items on mine, county, the fair, the library, and general, and then there's eight for schools. I pay $292 in county taxes. I pay $1,888 in school taxes, and that totals 37 mils. And so those relationships are very relative to this conversation. That's where the bigger part of your taxes are going. And the raise in property taxes still isn't as high as it was in the percentage that it takes out of the taxing base. 2010 was the best year we had for that category. And there's five categories of taxes. And we took in $11 million, $13 million that year. We only brought in 11 this year. So that category still hasn't caught up with 40% inflation. And so, because people say, what are you doing with the extra? We're still not catching up. 40% is 40% to the county, just like it is to you in your homes. And so somewhere in the process, we've got to get the people to stand up and help us convince the other counties to vote with us. Your legislators are backing this. We backed a cap. Like I said, that's the one I see the most value in. The constitutional change we need, but that'll be on the ballot in 2024. You won't see any effects if it passes there, and probably till 2025. And people want something done between, which is absolutely correct. They should. And so we need the support of the small counties. There has to be some way to figure out that formula so that they don't lose their entire revenue. And you have the five super rich counties, but you also have the six super poor. And so that is the crux of this argument 20 years ago, still is today. We've got to do something with the system in the state.
Commissioner Kent Connolly on the air. So what are you asking residents to do? I mean, you're saying support, get involved. What's the most effective way for a average resident of Lincoln County to get this fixed?
If you get this fixed, there's nothing direct, like I say, because we collect the taxes based on what the state formula is on property taxes. And like I've said this before, when we have cut the mill levy before, but if we cut the mill levy, the big taxpayers, which is still the mine, they are the largest taxpayer. They're still paying $13 million total, $7 million of that in property taxes this year. If we cut them, we save them millions. And on my tax bill, if we had one mill, it would save $10 is what it would, maybe not even that much. And so I really don't, and I know when I have a conversation with taxpayers, they're not anticipating that $10 cut in your taxes will not offset what the rise will be this year. That's all there is to it. And so we've got to keep big business rolling. That's what pays the taxes in Wyoming. That's why we have no state income tax, and that's why we have no corporate tax. Those, we have got to keep big business coming in so that we have that option to possibly cut one mill. But that's what it is. And right now, most of the legislators that I talk to personally about this, they really aren't in favor of some of those things in other parts, other counties, because they do not want to give millionaires tax cuts. And that's it. I'll quote them. I've had 10 of them tell me that in the last month. This is a battle for us. You don't know where I'm spending my time. I'm spending it in other counties trying to convince them that we've got to have tax reform.
Lincoln County Commissioner Kent Conley. Another item related to this, Commissioner, that is on the horizon is Rocky Mountain Power customers looking at a pretty significant rate increase proposal as well. And we had talked about this last time we had you on the air. What's the latest on this? In fact, before you give us the latest, take us back to the beginning and what this increase proposal is and the impact it could have, and then what's being discussed about it.
It's the general rate increase based on, you will see articles that say it's not for green. It's to pay for green. That's all there is to it. And as you shut down coal plants and convert to green, green costs more, especially when the subsidies expire. Same thing for both. This affects both ends of the county eventually. You have the Lower Valley Energy up there, but they still have to buy river water, and they're pulling dams in Idaho, and then part of your power for up there comes from the Bridger power plant. That's with your growth and no new water power, you had to go somewhere for power, and it's coal. Down here, they shut down number three, because when you talk the property tax itself, the big drop in property taxes that we're still trying to catch up to was unit number three burning coal. And so this whole thing ties, your property taxes tie into this thing. We need industry. Industry needs to pack the load, and they will pack the load, but you cannot allow Rocky Mountain Power. This is one of the easiest topics for me to convince people to get out and we're attending public meetings. There's massive public meetings going on all over the whole Rocky Mountain Power service area on this one for us. But people need to realize we need help on this one too. The people need to speak up. We're in their meetings because when I said taxes, I talk this all the time because your tax load is part of your overall load. When I spoke of 40% raise in inflation and stuff, gasoline bills are up. Diesel cost for us alone this year was a 30% rise in what it cost us in 1 year. And so you raise those power bills and you put the elderly at jeopardy. That's all there is to it. And I mean, you hate to put it in that context, but we need to stand up and fight for our rights as a total people and say, wait a minute, it stops here. That we cannot allow the Biden administration to keep putting these rules down that they want to use as an excuse to raise the rates, because they're saying it's the cost of natural gas and the cost of coal. They created that inflated market by what they're shutting down in regulation. Coal's still the cheapest way to make power, and we are fighting for it every day.
Commissioner Conley, another item of business that we've discussed pretty briefly in the past is a BLM proposal that would pretty much shut down the multi-use of quite a good chunk of public land across Wyoming, including a big portion here. Tell us about this and what's the latest.
That would be the argument of the Rock Springs RMT that we are part of, which people don't understand. But that basically what that is a lockdown using ACECs, they call them, and creating wilderness. That will cut off oil and gas production. And not only oil and gas production, that will jeopardize your ability to access public lands as hunting, fishing, recreating, ATVing, you name it. There is not any group that I know that really thinks this is a good thing for Wyoming. This is what we consider to be, and your governor says it the same way, and we agree with him on this. This is an assault on the state of Wyoming, on our very lifestyle. Yes, that will cut down. It will pretty much bring a halt to stuff like oil and gas drilling, but it will also stop permitting of coal mines, permitting of lithium mines, permitting of uranium mines. It will limit everything because you have a leasing component in there too that could do the same thing. You have an outright assault on our ability to use public lands. And the key for the people in Lincoln County, 77% of this county is public lands that do not pay their fair share of taxes to begin with. If we got our full pilt off of that, we would. And this is a lot of these subjects tie right together. This is government overreach of doing what we have fought for a long time, to preserve your rights in order to not only public to access public lands, but to be able to utilize those lands to be able to collect taxes off of them.
What's the timeline on that, Commissioner? Has the BLM set any sort of date when they want this to go into effect, or is it still, is it happening soon? Is it down the road? What do you think?
Well, the student part is by November 1st is public comment. Get on a BLM website for Rock Springs RMP resource management plan, and you can make public comments. And that's what we're recommending people do. And we'll be putting more word out on it as these timetables come in. But remember, we formed a coalition of governments more than 30 years ago here in the Southwest for these very subjects and topics. We will be putting on behalf of Lincoln County residents our comments, which are very strongly worded opposing this action. So you can absolutely expect us. We've already got it to the three commissioners. We have had major discussions on this, on how we want to respond, and we're leaving it in. We want to stand together in the Southwest on this. We want to speak as one voice. I was in an ag committee in Pinedale the other day where this is a hot topic, and we had the whole total support of all the legislators. They're writing letters to the governor. The governor, the day they announced it, the governor spoke out and said, this is wrong. This is not good for Wyoming. People of Wyoming, again, if you can tell my theme this morning is we need help. We're talking about it on a high level. Get on your computer. Comment on these things in your opposition on why my version, this commissioner's version, this government overreach, creating too many rules, locking down the state of Wyoming, and really destroying our lifestyle.
Commissioner Kent Conley on the weekday wake up this morning, Leakey County Commissioner. Commissioner, a new chief of staff, I understand, for the commission, Stephen Allen. He's been involved in economic development committees and other things in not only South Lincoln County, but around Southwest Wyoming. Tell us about the reason for bringing on a chief of staff, what his responsibilities and duties are. And this is a new position, if I'm understanding correct.
That's correct. We've discussed this position for many years, going clear back, in the early 2000s, on when we would grow to a point that we really had to pull the trigger. And this federal issue, I just said, absolutely pulls it. Like I told you, I'm spending a lot of time away. His actual role is chief of staff, not an administrator. He handles our staff. The five other electeds are just as elected as I am, and they handle their departments, like the assessor, treasurer, and all those. And so this staff position gives us a little bit better time. The argument always comes, do you jump to five county commissioners and then what happens with them? Well, those five all attend everything else and you still need somebody around. And it's a cost thing. We view this as, people say, go to five. That doesn't solve the problem. You still got to make a decision. This is about people and being able to take care of all these issues in between. And it's one Sublette County, when they jumped to five county commissioners, that was $400,000. This is just one position that doesn't cost $400,000 as our way of trying to keep up. We're growing up as a county, and unfortunately, these are the things we need to go to in order to maintain ourselves and chasing all the things and all the growth, and that growth is countywide. And so we have got to have enough people around to be able to chase all the subjects, keep up with all the stuff, and our staff, we really believe they'll appreciate it because we've been just demanding more out of them, and more growth is happening and more stuff in between. We're growing up as a county, and so this is one of the direct results of it. And yes, he does have a great knowledge of economic development. We will be reaching out to counties on how we handle everything from sewer, water, the whole nine yards in between, but also keeping a handle on all the BLM stuff that's going on, Forest Service stuff that's going on. By the way, we absolutely believe the philosophy of what the BLM used to lock down the lands will become a Forest Service issue sooner or later also. We do not believe it's a federal issue. We believe they will be consistent for in this avenue and that. And Stephen will be, like I say, he's over the staff. My road and bridge supervisor, people in those positions, they answer to him first, and then he keeps us in the loop as we do things.
Commissioner, as always, appreciate your time. Thank you for the updates on these topics. Anything we missed that you'd like to bring up today in regards to Lincoln County?
Just, I would like to thank the people. I am hearing what their voices say, and we need that voice to stretch out across this state. We are not alone in this fight, but we are alone on the legislative side. Those votes have been they haven't been close enough to tip it over. I appreciate when you're speaking up to other people. We're still one town, big cities, long streets that stretch out across Wyoming. We have got to have a people's type movement in order to change the tax look in the state of Wyoming.
Lincoln County Commissioner Kent Conley with a monthly update from the commission. It's all part of the weekday wake up on SVI Radio.